The Generalist. At first, pain is only a hypothesis. You whisper words in your sleep you will not pronounce upon waking. Ignominy. Epidemiology. You think you have been mostly really hungry. Mornings after sodium-rich foods, your mouth sweats instead of thirsts. Cravings. Curses. You once made the mistake of believing you were a specialist. What makes you so goddamn special? Someone asked. Delusions, grandeur. You did not have an answer for that question. Now a few of these theories have been tested. A feminist in your spare time, you call them theories of the flesh and find fulfillment. Bodies, burdens. You lace words together through the eyes of your shoes, bind them close to your skin, like combat boots tall as your chin. Courtship of risk, hermeneutics of suffering. You realize all human beings look essentially alike. Victims blame themselves, and perpetrators claim power. The lines between them are oblique, at best. Objection. Abjection. Words also begin to sound the same. A number of controversies exist concerning inoculation. Someone swabs your tender flesh with cotton. A shot. Got it. The critics want to be helpful, but can't stop drawing blood. Platelets, plasma. You tell yourself not to worry about varicose veins. Nobody is perfect. Nobody knows everything. The grocery store activates your tear glands. Salt, water. It saddens you to think you are no exception. Further, you resent the lack of rules. You suffer no unique psychic damage. Your pain is neither predictable nor exceptional. Standard. Deviation. You do not have a question for that answer.